we are just west of the fastest growing metro area in the United States, how would you protect the Hill Country both from all of that growth? How would you balance rural quality of life and open space against what's happening in Austin and San Antonio and places in between?
Make it expensive. And make it hard. Trust me, do not sell your land cheaply, please, and do not sell your water cheaply. We own our land, we own our water, and don't take the bait. I am very concerned about people coming out here and destroying our communities. I mean, that's why Joan and I went back. That's why we have our vineyard. We like it. There's not any lights. I can see the stars. I'm very happy. But it's all going to be based on price. I know that they're expanding. And if there was some way you could build a wall, I'd build a wall. I don't know. But I can't build a wall. So all I can say is, please, don't sell your land or your water cheaply. Thank you.
Dr. Buckingham.
Thank you. You know, we all get here, and it's such a great place to live that we want to shut the gate behind us. And I think we've all been saying that for decades and decades. You know, that being said, I think what's really going to limit our growth is the water. And so we're going to have to get really responsible about a state water plan that's going to balance all of the interests and be sure that the development that we have coming is developed responsibly with conservation in mind, and that we don't have developments that happen that come in and pump everybody else's wells dry. And so I think really water is going to limit us, and it's just going to take some strategic planning and some very hard conversations to figure out how that's going to happen responsibly. Thank you.
Water is the limiting factor, and it's that way by design. The Hill Country Alliance just did a study, and I would like to read something from that study. This is the summary of the summary. And just to put this in perspective, UT Austin visiting professor Robert Yarrow, the former president of New York's Regional Plan Association and University of Pennsylvania professor. Well, we failed right there already, because we have someone from New York and Pennsylvania coming here to tell us what we need to do in the state of Texas. And that offends me. It offends me. It goes on to say that we need to identify areas most suitable for growth and landscapes most suitable for conservation through suitability mapping and community input. This study is a group of people who had an idea before, and then they used the science to get to their idea. This is my favorite line, if I may. The future of the Hill Country and the Austin-San Antonio corridor are inextricably linked. Unless the water resources and natural systems of the Hill Country are protected, the economic potential and well-being of these two big metro areas will be placed at risk, Yarrow said. So you see, when they talk about the Hill Country, they're not talking about the Hill Country. What they want to do is, the people in Austin and San Antonio want to sell their land and pave it property pin to property pin, and they want to come out here on the weekends and use our property for green space and not allow us to reap the full economic benefit of the land. In our community, lots and lots of people have a high percentage of their net worth in their property. And it's a taking, and we cannot allow radical anti-growth environmentalists to take our property rights from us, because property rights are the basis of a free society and a strong Texas.
Mr. Down.
None of you want someone in Austin telling you what to do on your ranch. That's not the role of government. I understand where the question's going, because the Hill Country is a resource to be protected, but the way to do it is not through government regulation. It is not by telling people, well, if you want to sell your ranch and someone wants to build something different, you can't do it. Those are private property rights. Those are sacrosanct. We can't have the government in the middle of this problem. Water is the limiting factor. Water is going to control the whole issue. And I think if we get water to where it is priced at a free market level, that is how we protect this area. There is not enough water out here for this ever to become Austin or San Antonio. People live out here because it is not Austin or San Antonio, and we need to keep it that way.
Ms. Ms. King.
Well, you know, we're talking about Austin-San Antonio corridor, so be fully aware that many of us have lived in Senate District 24 a long time. And anyway, you do your homework on the Austin-San Antonio corridor. So I would tell you that everyone is concerned about the urban districts and the urban areas coming after the Hill Country. That's obvious. I showed you this in the map earlier. We have it right here. And the green on this map are the candidates in this election. So you need to know that no matter what we say supporting rural Texas, we are outnumbered. We are totally outnumbered. There's a finite number in the House and Senate, and as I said before, you must have a strong rural representative here that when we talk about the Austin-San Antonio corridor, there's no allegiance to the Austin-San Antonio corridor. It must be to the predominance of this district. Eminent domain is a big problem for me because any time an industry, I know that y'all had some problems with wind previously. Trust me. Is it for the public good? Is it for the industry that wants to take it? So you have to be very, very strong and know what you're doing when these industries come forward. I don't know if the price of water is the answer or not. I just know that you must be vigilant. You must have someone who is representing you, that your voice is continually in the forefront, because this battle with urban rural will not stop. It will not stop. And so I would like to thank, this is not a commercial, but this wonderful calendar I got from the Hill Country group here. You can get a lot of information. A lot of times this is sort of fluff, but this is very important. So if you don't have one, ask for it. I'm not providing them with my campaign, but the Hill Country Alliance people are. And so think about it. Think about it very strongly. Austin-San Antonio Alliance and Corridor, and talking about what really is in this district, which is rural, small town, medium-sized town, and rural land, agriculture, and other things, recreation, et cetera. But think about the composite of the majority of this district. It's very important. Thank you.
Dr. Mann.
Everybody that comes to Fredericksburg and other nice places wants to be the last person there. they do want to close the gate behind them. I started off saying I have a rural background. My family's poor cotton farmers in West Texas. I told you I owned land outside of Houston as soon as I was able to practice medicine. We bought 133 acres here outside of town. No one takes care of the land, in my estimation, as much as the land owner. I love my land. I take care of my land. I'm not interested in someone who doesn't own my land telling me what to do with my land. Let me make you an offer. Make me an offer. If someone wants to tell me what to do with my land and how we're going to make it a good green space, come buy it from me. But don't get together and tell me that y'all want to live, somebody wants to live here and you want to live there, but we want to be able to drive out and see this beautiful land and we're just going to take it. It is, any way you look at it, it is a taking. It is a form of eminent domain. It is a taking. And if the government is going to take, they must adequately compensate the person who is being taken from. And friends, that does not happen in the state of Texas. Eminent domain, it's a form of eminent domain, and eminent domain has been grossly abused in the state of Texas by agencies that are able to have eminent domain. So no, I love the Hill Country. Everybody get together, make a big pile of money, and go buy some land.